Hi, this is Brother Peter Diamond here, and I was going to be doing a talk called The Media's Staggering Presidential Election Night Hoax: Why Logic Requires One to Conclude That the Actual Votes Are Not Being Used to Determine the Winner of the Presidency. Obviously, what I'm going to be discussing is my opinion, and people are free to disagree, but I believe that the facts and logic point one to this conclusion. One doesn't have to be privy to any inside information or conspiracy secret to recognize that the votes are not being used to determine the winner of the presidency. One only needs to think carefully and do a tiny bit of research. If you watched the media's coverage of the 2008 presidential election, you were surely impressed with how quickly the news networks were able to declare the winner of each state. State after state, they called out the winner. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox were poised with the results in prime time, before the polls had even closed or the very minute they closed. As one local poll worker noted, quote, "The results are announced within minutes of the polls closing, when the results haven't even left the polling location to go to the Board of Elections," end quote. Different networks, apparently working independently, would amazingly come up with the same, quote, "projections" within minutes of each other, and they turned out to be 100% correct each time. Keep in mind that these projections are not equivalent to educated guesses that are sometimes wrong. They are official. Candidates concede or give victory speeches based upon the projections of the networks. The projections of the major networks held 100% accuracy in 2008. The lone and notable exception from a past election will be addressed. Watching how early in the evening the networks officially declared the winner, one almost got the sense that the networks had the results in advance, or that they could have announced the winner the day before the election. That's because they could have done just that. They declare the winner when only a tiny fraction of the votes are in. Every single state without exception was declared won by a candidate with less than 50% of the precincts reporting. Precincts reporting means actual votes counted. In other words, in every case, the networks had declared the state won by Obama or by McCain, with less than half of the votes actually in. With most states, however, they didn't wait for anywhere near 50% of the precincts to report. Listen to Wolf Blitzer of CNN declare, "Kansas won with only 15% of the votes in."
Utah, that's a win for Senator McCain. Those five electoral votes in Utah. Utah was never, ever in doubt. It's a very, very red, a Republican state. As a result, Utah will go for Senator McCain. So will Kansas. It's a traditionally Republican state as well. Six electoral votes. Kansas, with 15% of the vote already counted in that state, that will go for Senator McCain. There are no projections we can make right now in Montana and Nevada.
As we just heard, Wolf Blitzer of CNN declared that Kansas was won, with only 15% of the votes actually counted. Here's another example with Ohio.
Right back to Wolf.
Ohio, CNN now projects the state of Ohio will go for Senator Barack Obama. Look at this, 20 electoral votes. Barack Obama desperately was anxious for Ohio, and as we say, we've said it many, many times, no Republican has ever been elected to the White House without Ohio, and now this Democratic presidential candidate will carry the state of Ohio. That's a huge, huge win, like Pennsylvania. But even more important, because Pennsylvania has gone Democratic in recent contests, including 4 years ago and 8 years ago, despite Republican wins. Ohio, much more important for Barack Obama right now, with 16% of the actual vote now in. Obama, 55%. McCain, 43%. 55-44, it's just changed. Almost 200,000 advantage with 16% of the win in, but it's a huge.
Notice that he said that only 16% of the vote had actually been counted or was in when they declared Ohio. Here's another example from West Virginia.
For Senator McCain, five electoral votes in West Virginia. 22% of the vote has actually been counted in West Virginia. 53% so far for McCain, 46% for Barack Obama, 11,240. That's the advantage he has. But based on our exit polls, based on the actual numbers that are coming in, where they're coming in from that state, it's another win for Senator McCain.
Notice that he says again, 22% of the vote actually in, and they're declaring the state of West Virginia for McCain. And he admits that they're able to do this based on exit polls and other information coming in. We will return to that point. Here's another example from Mississippi.
This southern state of Mississippi, almost half of the votes now have been counted in Mississippi. 57% so far for McCain, 43% for Barack Obama. It's a significant advantage in Mississippi. This was widely expected that Mississippi would, in fact, go for John McCain. It has, but it's still, as we've been saying, an enormous uphill struggle for John McCain.
So they declare Mississippi with less than half of the votes actually counted. And the way that Wolf Blitzer stated it, as if with almost 50% of the votes actually counted, as if it were a bonus that that many votes had been in when they were calling the election for McCain, calling the state for McCain. Now, those were just a few of the examples which I recorded. There were many, many other examples. In fact, every single state was declared for this or that candidate with less than half of the votes actually counted. In some cases, the state was declared won by Obama or McCain with 5%, 1%, or even 0% of the precincts reporting. For example, New Mexico, California, Oregon, Washington, and Hawaii. Now, I obviously cannot show the video in this audio, but when the networks simultaneously declared the election for Obama at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on election night, they did it as soon as the polls closed in California, Oregon, Washington, and they said that they were able to project that these West Coast states were won by Obama, and that Obama therefore won the presidency. And when they showed Obama winning each state on the television, in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, they listed the actual percentage of votes that had been counted at that time. And if you look carefully, you can see that in each case, with California, Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, it was 0%. So they declared the final West Coast states with 0% of the precincts reporting. And we're going to link to the video clip of that. I don't know about you, but that struck me as problematic. In fact, that strikes me as impossible. So the question is, how do they know? And how do they claim to be able to know before the votes have actually been counted? How are they able to project all of these states with 0% or 5% or, as we heard, 15% in the case of Kansas, or 16% in the case of Ohio, or 22%? How are they able to declare the state won for this or that candidate? And the answer is that they claim to be able to know based on exit polls. If you listen carefully to the coverage on election night, you discovered that the networks explained over and over again that they come to these results based on exit polls. NBC even has an article on its website which confirms that it uses exit polls to project the states. I will quote from the NBC article. Quote, NBC News election unit analysts will first examine exit poll information in a given race to determine if a race can be called. In order to make a call, all three senior election unit analysts must agree. The NBC News director of elections must agree, and the senior news division management representative must agree. If all five agree, a call is made. End quote. So they claim to know based on exit polls. As we just heard, the article from NBC also tells us that the network representatives are the ones determining the winner. Alone in some private room, to which the public has no access, these representatives of the establishment media make the call based on exit polls. Well, it's not possible for exit polls to come anywhere close to determining the winner. The notion constitutes an outrageous lie. As soon as I heard that they claimed to know based on exit polls, it immediately struck me as problematic, and in fact, a complete hoax. However, upon doing further research, it totally confirmed that it's a complete hoax. Here are specific facts which prove that it's not possible for exit polls to come remotely close to determining the winner. There were 122,267,553 votes cast by Americans in the 2004 presidential election. That's more than 122 million votes. There were more than 129 million votes cast for president in 2008. With more than 129 million votes cast for president, how many exit polls would be required to come anywhere close to determining the winner? The difference between Obama and McCain, according to released results, turned out to be about 9 million votes. Even if we granted, for the sake of argument, that you could determine the winner based on one exit poll for every two people who voted, which is something I reject, but I will concede for the sake of the argument, you would still need more than 60 million exit polls. So how many exit polls did they conduct on election night to be able to call the election? If you look around a little bit, as I did, you discover that they actually tell us the answer. It's amazing. The major networks admit that they receive their exit polling information from Edison Matofsky Research. Quote, Edison Media Research and Matofsky International will again conduct all exit polling in 2008 for the national election pool, comprised of ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, NBC, and the Associated Press. This information comes from www.exit-poll.net. The National Election Pool is a conglomerate which was formed by the establishment networks ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, and the Associated Press. The National Election Pool, that is, the conglomerate of establishment media, essentially controls what the media will say on election night. It also controls all pre-election polls, which I will cover. The pre-election polls constitute an outrageous hoax in themselves. The National Election Pool was formerly called Voter News Service. It's a very secretive group, especially when we consider the public nature of their function. Perhaps the name was changed from Voter News Service to National Election Pool in order to keep interested people off balance and to remain under the radar. Anyway, here's the bombshell. Edison Media Research and Matofsky International tell us right on their website how many exit polls they conduct on election night. Here it is. Quote, the general election exit poll is one of the largest one-day survey research undertakings in the world, and the Edison Matofsky team will conduct more than 100,000 interviews with voters on election day at more than 1,000 polling locations. End quote. Did you get that? They will conduct more than 100,000 interviews. Edison Matofsky, which does all the polling for the National Election Pool, that is the networks, for election night, conducts about 100,000 exit polls on election night. Only 100,000. Well, there were more than 129 million votes cast for president in 2008. Specifically, there were 129,912,034 votes cast for president. The math is quite simple. 100,000 exit polls is 0.07% of 129,912,034 votes. The networks are declaring who has won the presidency based upon exit polls, which, in the best-case scenario, can only tell them how 0.07% of the people voted. Can you say outrageous fraud? In fact, CNN even posts on its website its official results from its 2008 presidential election exit polls. Those results admit that they took exit polls from a total of 17,836 voters. That's 17,836. Another network also posted its own results, and the number was almost exactly the same. So it looks like about 17,000 of the exit polls were distributed among the six major outfits for a total of approximately 100,000. Here's another clip from CNN and Wolf Blitzer in which he admits that they're able to make their projections based on exit polls.
of the precincts have now reported in Louisiana based on the actual numbers as well as the exit polls. We say Louisiana, it's 9 electoral votes, will go for Senator McCain. Let's take a look at the...
Since they called numerous states with 0% of the votes actually in, and they admittedly declare the winner based on exit polls, one can literally say that, according to the media, 99.9% of the votes are unnecessary to call the election. Even if we assume that exit polls are totally accurate, that means that they are using less than 0.1% of the actual votes to declare a winner. Note that I didn't say less than 1%. No, they are using less than 0.1% to declare the winner. Obviously, that's not possible. That leads us to an inescapable conclusion. Since the network's projections are official, they turn out to be correct every time, with a lone exception. Only one conclusion follows. The votes are not being used to determine the winner. It's a carefully crafted hoax, which has been calculated months in advance, and which is carried out in prime time before a credulous public. Here's another clip from NBC on election night, calling numerous states. Notice how the anchor admits that the numbers are just popping on his computer out of nowhere. They are being fed to him. He is reading them like a script to the world.
Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, a very crucial state. Some say the bellwether to the whole ball of wax the whole night. North Carolina, Florida as well. Another big one. Kerry Sanders walked us through the voting methods tonight and they're counting. And Missouri, those battleground states I just mentioned, 77 electoral votes among them. And as we look at the pursuit of 270, look where suddenly Barack Obama is with that call of Ohio at 9:30. It's lopsided now, 200 to 85. Before we go to Chuck Todd on the path to the presidency, let's delve into the Senate. Oh, here we have a new projection. New Mexico President Barack Obama. That just came in.
It just came in. It just came in from where? As we already discussed, it came in from the national election pool. The conglomerate, the secret conglomerate of the establishment media, which feeds all of the networks with the same information on election night, as they state very clearly. It should also be pointed out that at the time the networks called New Mexico, they listed only 5% of the actual votes counted. And how do they know so much about the results? They claim to know based on exit polls. Well, we just explained and covered why that's not possible. And so what you're dealing with is a massive conspiracy, and that the people running the national election pool are locked in to the most powerful conspiracy, which basically is the heart of this nation. And another very important facet of this whole thing is that the fraudulent nature of the presentation that's given, in addition to the impossibility of them being able to call these states without the votes, is the deception created from the fact that they give the appearance of competition. They act as if they're competing, that CBS wants to call it before NBC and CNN, etc. They're all getting the same information. It's just a big charade. And this was made very clear once again at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on election night when all of the networks simultaneously decided to declare that Barack Obama was elected president based on having won the West Coast states, which they admitted had not counted any votes yet. And I want to play these clips because they're very interesting. And I want people to focus in on two things. First, they all decide to declare the election won at exactly 11 p.m. Why 11 p.m.? Well, that's when the polls on the West Coast closed. Now, does anyone really believe that their information from exit polling, etc., enabled them to determine who won the West Coast states at that very moment? Obviously not. They clearly knew who won the West Coast states before 11 p.m. They were simply waiting until 11 p.m. to declare the winner.
p.m. on the East Coast. We're back on the air and we have news. There will be young children in the White House for the first time since the Kennedy generation.
An African American has broken the barrier as old as the Republic. An astonishing candidate, an astonishing campaign.
That was from NBC News. This is from ABC.
But in just 10 seconds from now, the polls are closing in California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and also in the state of Hawaii. It is now 11 o'clock in the east. It is 8 o'clock in the west. The polls are closed in those states. ABC News is now ready to project that Barack Obama will carry the state of California, carry other states in the west. Barack Obama will be the 44th president of the United States.
Here's CNN.
We're only a few seconds away from the top of the hour when these states will be closing, and there are some big ones. Especially California, the largest state in the United States with 55 electoral votes. Hawaii, that's where Barack Obama was born. It will be closing its polls. Idaho, Oregon, and Washington states, both of those states have been going Democratic in presidential contests in recent years. So in a few seconds, those states will be closing their polls, and presumably we'll be able to see what's going on and make perhaps a major projection at that point. This is a moment that a lot of people have been waiting for. This is a moment that potentially could be rather historic. And CNN can now project that Barack Obama, 47 years old, will become the president-elect of the United States. We project he now has enough electoral votes, more than 270, more than enough to become the 44th president of the United States.
So they just wait until the very second that the polls close and they declare the winner to make it look like the people who actually went out to vote on the West Coast did something that mattered. They could have told you who won those West Coast states many hours or even days before that, because the results were prepared in advance. But they just wait until the polls officially close to make it look like something real has gone on, and then at that very second they declare who won. And it's such a hoax because they couldn't even collate their minuscule exit poll information that quickly, let alone the actual votes, which weren't in. The second thing to consider when listening to these clips is that what are the chances that all the different networks came to the exact same conclusion at 11 p.m. based on all of their different information? Obviously, there's no chance of that, or almost no chance of that. And so what it proves is that they're not using different information. They're all receiving the same stuff. It's just a different flavor of the conspiracy. You can have CBS or ABC, and they act as if they're in competition. They act as if they're using different information, and they're not. And people who have looked into this national election pool, which was previously called Voter News Service, have pointed out that it's a very secretive group. Now, some would say, how would it be possible for them to pull off such a massive fraud? And the answer is that with the proliferation of computerized voting, it's very easy for them to do it. Many books have been written documenting how open to hackers the computerized voting systems are. People have even pointed out that the systems seem to be designed to be able to be hacked. People have done exposés of how easy it is to flip election results done with computerized voting, and we're going to link to one of those clips. Before I do that, I think it's important to cite a few facts that 95% of the voting machines in the United States are owned by only four companies, and about the same percentage of voting is done by machine. So almost all of the voting at this point is done by machine. Now I'm going to play the audio of a Fox News clip on the vulnerability of the computerized voting systems. We'll probably link to the video on our website, but I want to play the audio here.
Are the electronic voting machines used across the country vulnerable to hacking? One professor decided to find out for himself.
That's right. Joining us right now, Princeton University professor Ed Felton with a demonstration from his study. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
Also, right over there across the studio, you've got the two kids from Princeton who actually did this work, Harry and Alex. Now, tell us, 5% of the country votes with machines like this, right?
Yes, that's right.
And you are able to hack into it in 10 seconds.
It takes only a few seconds to insert a computer virus into this voting machine.
But how technologically savvy do you have to be a hacker to do this? I mean,
you have to be able to write computer programs, which a lot of people can do.
Sure.
You need to be able to open up this door on the side, which anybody can do, that's about it.
All right, let's see how it works.
Yeah, you want to show me, if I'm voting, what happens, how it goes wrong, mm-hmm. you say?
So we have set this machine up. We've infected it with our virus in advance.
Okay.
And we're running a simulated election here between George Washington and Benedict Arnold.
I think I know who I'll vote for.
All right.
Go ahead, pop it in.
I'm on your side.
For you.
Okay.
And just wait a second.
So when I go to vote in an electronic voting machine, it looks similar. It's just like this.
Just like this.
5% of the country.
Okay, so I say start.
Start, yes.
Yeah, I want George Washington.
Yes. Okay, good.
Okay, now I do next.
Next.
All right.
And cast ballot.
And I see that has registered my vote correctly.
Right.
George Washington, I'd like to cast my ballot. Very simple.
All right. Now, I'm going to vote.
Just a minute.
All right, so every person gets a different voter access card,
right?
All right.
It takes a minute.
And loading base. All right, start. I'm voting for George Washington. Okay, cast ballot.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to cast a third vote, also for George Washington.
All right. Well, we're going to watch just to make sure.
All right. Watch very carefully.
Voting ballot. You're starting. You're voting for George Washington. Okay, good enough. And then you cast your ballot.
So there should be three votes for George Washington.
Three votes for George Washington.
What are we going to see?
But because you have infected this machine with a virus, perhaps George Washington will not be the winner.
That's right.
All right, sir. Now you're putting in the supervisor card.
I'm putting the supervisor card. Now it's the end of election day, and I'm the election
voter. Time to count the votes.
We're going to count the votes.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
So I stick this in.
Yeah.
And it takes a minute. I need to put in the highly secret pin, 1111.
Okay,
there you go.
I think you just accidentally said that out loud. Okay.
Okay, ballot station.
Not secret anymore. I'm going to end the election.
Okay.
And that's okay with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm going to print the results on this printer.
Okay, quickly, very quickly.
Yes. And the results will come out. So here's what happened.
Yeah.
Inside the machine, it was keeping an electronic record of every vote.
Right.
Three votes for George. But the computer virus went and switched the votes inside the computer's memory.
All right.
And when you see this result, what you see, look at the tape right here.
Hold it right there very carefully.
One vote for George Washington and two for Benedict.
So you're saying that hackers would have had to have done this before people voted. They would have infected it with a virus and then it skews the
results.
Before
election day?
Oh, my goodness.
Any time before election day.
Ed Felton, professor of computer science at Princeton, we thank you very much.
And so, as he demonstrated, these computerized voting systems can be programmed in advance to flip an election or to pump out whatever numbers they are programmed to pump out. That's precisely how the networks are able to declare with accuracy who will win the election when they only have a tiny fraction of the votes or 0% of the votes. They are getting the information from the national election pool, which in turn is locked in with those who are programming the computerized voting systems in advance of the election. And so it's very easy for those who are in charge of this whole scam to create a set of numbers, to craft them in advance, and then to feed them gradually to the networks on election night so that they call out the elections for this or that candidate, results that have all been prepared in advance. And they have it down to a science because there are a certain number of hand-counted ballots they have to take into account. There are a certain number of machine ballots, computerized ballots, but almost all of the voting is done by computer and machine at this point. And so some people point out the egregious and notorious mistake which was made with regard to Florida in the 2000 election. And they say, does that go against this notion? And the answer is no. There are two very plausible explanations for that. Number one, that they might not have had their scheme as down to a science at that point as they do now. Or number two, that it was deliberate so that legislation would be enacted as it was after the event to have more computerized voting all over the place. So it would increase their stranglehold, their ability to influence and control the elections. Now, what I'm saying only concerns the votes for presidents. Now, there are some other interesting points that I wanted to cover. Number one is that as they're crafting in advance how they're going to process these numbers and release them on election night, obviously they're not going to be able to do it perfectly, because if they're going to be using numbers of registered voters and punching out the amount of people they think will vote, etc., and the people who are actually voting, there are always going to be slight discrepancies. And what do you know? That's exactly what we see. On the internet, there was an article written by a PhD who was pointing out that there seemed to be all kinds of discrepancies. His name is Richard Hayes Phillips, and he's writing about some of the discrepancies in Ohio. And he doesn't call the election itself into question. He's simply pointing out that some of the numbers can't be true. He says, quote, "According to these unofficial results, there were four counties in Ohio with more than 15% undervotes for president. Either 15.77% of the voters in Wayne County, 17% in Highland County, 20% in Butler County, and 23% in Perry County made no choice for president, or else the machines are not accurate. An undervote is an uncounted vote." So he's pointing out that there are all kinds of uncounted votes in Ohio for president. And that makes sense, that as they're punching out their fake numbers and processing, they're not going to always be able to conform them exactly to the real number of votes that were cast. Another interesting thing to consider, and I wish I had a recording of it, was that in some of the discussions about how the networks are able to call the states without almost any of the votes actually in, for instance, Katie Couric of CBS was discussing this with a person who was involved in the exit poll discussion. And Katie Couric was saying, well, some people are saying, how can we call these states without the actual votes in? And the woman responded that we're able to do it based on the exit polls. And Katie Couric, who is probably not in on the conspiracy, but simply reading the script that's given to her, said, well, the exit polls aren't that accurate. She said, they aren't that reliable, are they? And the person she was discussing this with, who was involved with the exit polls to a more significant degree, responded, well, it depends upon the experience of the questioner. Are you kidding me? They don't have remotely enough exit polls to determine the winner. But they're also going to have us believe that the experience of the questioner is going to ensure the accuracy of the exit poll information so that he can discern whether the person is actually being honest in his response to the exit poll questions. I mean, I don't know how stupid they think people are. Another very interesting thing to mention is that during the election night coverage, for instance on Fox News, they were citing particular data, the results from Pennsylvania, before the votes were even in. And they were giving the breakdown on who voted for whom, and talking about labor workers voted for this candidate, and people of this racial background voted for this candidate. They don't even have the information, the actual votes, but they're releasing all this precise data as if, you know, this candidate won the election because, you know, the labor unions were, you know, pulling for him. Well, many exit polls don't ask particulars about the person, such as religion, whether he's a union member. So how do they know that this candidate won the election because of the support he received from the union workers? Obviously, this is pure nonsense. It's just a script they're reading out to people. And basically everyone accepts it. Another important part of this whole deception is the pre-election polling. Prior to the election, the media brainwashes the entire country by telling everyone that they know which candidate is leading the race and precisely or almost precisely how far in front he is of another candidate and precisely where. And the candidates apparently buy this because if they're way ahead in a particular state, they won't campaign in that state as hard as they will in another state. It's just pure nonsense. But what's amazing is that so many people actually believe that they know who is leading and by how much. There are over 100 million registered voters in the United States, and yet they purport to give us weekly or bi-weekly updates on how the country feels, that this week this candidate is 7 points ahead of the other candidate, and then 1 week later, repolling shows that his edge is sliding to only 3%. So what did they do? Repoll all of the 100 million registered voters in the United States? It's pure nonsense, and I'm just amazed that more people don't realize this. And I understand that there's a place for polling. I understand that there's a place for statistics. I've taken statistics. Polling can give you an idea, a cross-section of how a group feels. It can register trends, but it cannot tell you with accuracy who's leading a two-man race in a country with over 100 million registered voters. And so to capture the full gravity of this particular hoax, I did a little research. On October 30th, 2008, just before the election, Fox News had a big headline which said, "Obama's edge over McCain narrows." And so they're telling the whole country that the race is tightening. And we'll probably link to this article. And in the article it says, "Barack Obama is now leading John McCain by 47% to 44% among likely voters, according to a Fox News poll released Thursday." And so the whole country goes, "Ooh, the race is tightening." Well, on November 3rd, 2008, just before the election, and just about 5 days after the other poll, Fox News has another article with a new headline, which says, quote, "Obama leads going into Election Day. Barack Obama holds a solid lead over John McCain going into Election Day, 50% to 43%, according to the final Fox News pre-election poll of likely voters." Well, this immediately struck me as ridiculous. What did they do? Repoll all of the likely voters in 5 days? It went from 47 to 44, now it's 50 to 43. It's just pure nonsense. And if you look at the bottom of the article, they have a link to the raw data for the poll. And they admit that the poll was comprised of 1,100 people. So they are basing this on a poll of 1,100 people and telling the whole nation that this candidate is this much in front, almost certainly, of the other candidate. And everyone believes it. It's simply outrageous propaganda and nonsense. And they will be doing it soon with regard to the next election, saying that we already know who the front runners are. They don't know anything. They're just programming the public with this nonsense. And so there are other facts that could be covered, but I believe it's pretty obvious that we're dealing with a massive media election night hoax. And I think it points to a bigger conspiracy, a bigger deception. Obviously, there's unfortunately not too much we can do about this. But I think this is important information to recognize, because it should cause people to see that we're dealing with a massive deception on the secular level, a massive conspiracy which ties in with the bankers, the Federal Reserve conspiracy, and other conspiracies going on in this country. I'm not saying that people shouldn't vote. I'm simply pointing out that I do not believe that the votes are being used to determine the winner. For more information, check out our website at www.vaticancatholic.com or www.mostholyfamilymonastery.com, or call us at 1-800-275-1126 or 585-567-4433. Thank you for listening.